everybody, and welcome to the Biathlon podcast. After a little bit of a break there, we've got the biggest 2 weeks of the season right on our doorstep. I'm going to be previewing all the upcoming races in Novo Mesto, so let's get straight into it. Thanks so much for joining me, everyone. It's Tuesday, February the 6th, and we're just one sleep away from the World Championships kicking off over in Czechia. Today, I'm going to be chopping through all the races with my best bets for all 12 of them. As always, get in touch with your predictions or questions. You can get in touch on the Facebook page, the Twitter page, or you can email me at thebiathlonpodcast@gmail.com. Now, I'm excited to get into all of these races, but they aren't the only championships that happen each season, and the Europeans were held over in Slovakia during my little break there. And we had some great racing there, so I'm just going to run through these pretty quickly. It all started off with the individuals. In the men's race, we had a field of Norwegians who were looking to make their case for promotion to the top team, really. And it was an all-Norwegian top five. We had a familiar couple of names up at the top. Vebjørn Sørum, who was obviously in the World Cup early this year, he took the win in the individual with a perfect shooting performance. Johan Olav Botten, who we saw for a little brief period over in Oberhof, I think that was comfortably the fastest skier on the day, but he missed too early. Still good enough to take silver ahead of Martin Uldal with the bronze. Performance of the day in that race for me, though, was the American Vincent Bonacci, hitting 20 out of 20 to take a really fantastic sixth place. We actually had two Americans in the top 10, so really good stuff from Team USA. Maxime Germain getting into the top 10 there in 10th place. It wasn't all Norwegian domination, though. Antonin Giganà broke it, taking the sprint gold to put a little shine and light on what's been a bit of a disappointing season for Giganà. Botten and Frey, so Norwegians still doing all right there. They took the silver and bronze. Rastegojevs, though, bit of heartbreak for him. He looked to have stolen the gold. He had 9 out of 9, but sent the last one wide. He had to settle for fourth, and he was fuming when he missed that 10th shot. Tough for Rastegojevs, but he does look in good form, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So by this point, the two gold medalists so far, Sørum and Giganà, were fighting it out in the pursuit, and that was until the third shoot when both of them sent four shots wide. I will say, if you haven't seen the men's pursuit, it's worth stopping here and giving that one a watch, because this was a wild, wild race from start to finish. So many misses and big meltdowns happening all over the place. It was Isak Frey who took the opportunity given to him by Giganà and Sørum there. He got the gold. That was his second medal of the championships after bronze in the sprint. And Dmitry Shamaev taken a brilliant silver medal for Romania. He was the only clear shoot of the race, and that took him from 16th all the way up to second. And Giganà somehow managed to rebound from his meltdown. As I say, people were missing everywhere in this one. He cleared the last five to take a really nice bronze, a gold and a bronze there for Giganà. Botten again was lightning fast, but he was 11th. That was despite 8 misses, still almost getting into the top 10. In the women's races, Marin, and I have to apologize to Norwegian listeners because I have been saying Kirkeide. According to the commentary, it's actually Shirkeide. So I promise I'll try and do better on that pronunciation going forward. Shirkeide. She really showed the form that we saw last season. She was really, really good, doing well last season. Hasn't had quite as dominant a year this season, but she was looking great. She took gold in the women's 15-kilometer individual. All three medals in the women's race going to perfect shooting days. We had Alina Stramus taking the silver for Moldova, and the home nation getting a medal to celebrate with Emma Kapustova taking the bronze there for Slovakia. We then had a really, really exciting sprint race. This, again, I'd say the men's pursuit and the women's sprint, two of the highlight races for me. Dmytrenko of Ukraine, it was a great race for her, but a bit of heartbreak as well. She led for almost an hour, but the Norwegians had backloaded their squad, trying to take advantage of better conditions as the race went on. And it was Ida Lien and Marin Shirkeide both beating Dmytrenko. Lien taking the win and Shirkeide taking second place after starting with bib 107 and 114. So yeah, a race that went all the way to the finish on that one. Really good race, the women's sprint. Shokaida then went one better in the pursuit. She outdueled Lien and also Emily Kalkenberg, who was doing well in this one on the final shoot. Kalkenberg came home with the silver, and Océane Michelon, who we saw racing at World Cup level for France, took a bronze out sprinting Shokaida to the line there. Sorry, out sprinting Kalkenberg to the line. Then in the relays, it was a familiar story in the mixed, Norway taking the gold there. The drama, though, saved for the last race of the championships, the single mixed relay, where we had Sarah Anderson versus Emily Kalkenberg on the final leg, and Kalkenberg buckled going onto the penalty loop in the final standing shoot, and Sweden taking the win. Sweden taking a win that nobody was really calling for them at the start of the race. Austria taking their first medal of the championships just ahead of Moldova. Moldova had a really good race in that one as well. Took a fall, actually, on, I can't remember, I think it was lap. It wasn't the final leg. I think it was the second to last, sorry, not the final lap. I think it was the first lap of the final leg. Moldova and Romania both going into the crowd. Really tough conditions in that one at the end of the championships. And a shout out I wanted to give actually to Team Mongolia, who finished, which basically is the achievement that they managed to finish, because a lot of teams got lapped in these races. Mongolia just three misses, finishing there in 20th. So I wanted to give a shout out to Team Mongolia for a great single mixed relay there. And so that was your European Championships. A lot of good racing there. If you're hankering after some biathlon, maybe in the summer months and you want something to go back and watch, you could do a lot worse than going back to the European Championships this year. Anyway, that's enough looking backwards from me. Let's now look forwards and go into the World Championships, which, as I say, are starting tomorrow, and we do have the start list for the mixed relay out. So let's look at that now. That's right, the first race of the World Championships is starting in less than 24 hours, and that will be the mixed relay. As I say, we do have the start lists out now, and there's a couple of pretty interesting choices. So yeah, mixed relay, we got the men going first, which I think opens up this race a lot more. I think if it was women first and then men, I would fancy Norway to win this one a lot easier than I do with the women going second. They've gone with the Burr brothers, so Taya leads off for them, Johannes Tingers going second. We've then got Njotun going third, and Tandrevold anchoring the team. That's a pretty formidable lineup. But when you've got Justine Brézard-Boucher and Julia Simon in the French team, you've got to pay attention to them. And that's where the biggest shock comes, because Emilien Jacquelin, who, in terms of the French men's team, you'd kind of have to say has been the form athlete coming into these championships, doesn't make the team. We're starting off with Eric Perrault on the first leg, with Quentin Firmier second, Brézard-Boucher going third, and Julia Simon anchoring the team. And this is an interesting choice, because, as I say, Jacquelin coming into the championships, he's looked quicker, he's looked a bit more reliable in the range, but he does always have that threat of a penalty loop in him in the relays, you think. Perrault may be the steadier opening leg. He's done it before in the men's relay team to great effect, leading off that team. So I think this might be a sneaky good move for the French. In a way, I'm more surprised that it's Jacquelin dropped and not Firmier, who's looked in dire straits coming into these championships. Hopefully, he's just been building his form up to them. But it feels like I've been saying that about a lot of athletes, and I don't know if all of them are going to be doing the same. But yeah, interesting selection from the French. So as I say, Perrault, Firmier, Brézard-Boucher, and Simon. We've then got, I think, three or four other teams that have got a decent chance. The Italians ranked third on the season so far. We've got Bionard, Jacquemel, Vera, and Vitozzi. That's a team that has ambitions of getting gold, I'm sure. Sweden, Samuelsson, Ponsaloma, and interestingly, the Erberg sisters, Hannah Erberg and then Elvira Erberg. We have seen Hannah in tough form as well be dropped for Mona Brorson in recent relays. So Hannah does get the nod in this one. The experience of big championships, she does kind of seem to raise her game for them. So I'll be interested to see how she goes. And then the Germans, who have not been good in mixed relays this season, they're ranked 7th at the moment. But it's a strong lineup: Just Estrelio, Philip Norath, Franziska Preutz, and Vanessa Voigt go off for the German team. And you sort of look at the mixed relay. I mean, the Norwegians are the red hot favourites. They're the reigning champions. They haven't lost a world championship mixed relay since 2017. But in those races, you know, they've had the familiar figure of Marta Olsbu-Roysland in all of them. France, they won in Östersund at the start of the year. And I think it's going to be tough for Norway to hang with them if they're not leading at the halfway point. I think when you look at the women's legs of the race, Njåttan and Tandrevold, obviously Tandrevold, the leader of the World Cup at the moment, there's no particular issue there. But you do wonder if Njåttan's going to be able to hang with Justine Brézard-Boucher, who has just been lightning fast all season. Njåttan's definitely upped her pace. There's no question about that. But it's going to be a tough ask for her to stick with Brézard-Boucher. So I think you're looking for the Norwegians to have the best part of at least 30-second lead over the French if they're going to want to take gold instead of them. The Italians, obviously, that's going to be fascinating. Bionna, I think, is a really steady leadoff man. Jacquemel is coming into really good form coming into these championships. Vera, there's going to be a bit of a question mark over her, but she looked good in her comeback. And obviously, Vitozzi's been great this year. I would love the Italians to win this one. I'm not sure I trust them to get the win. Again, I think it's going to be that third leg that really tells on this one. Can Vera stick with the likes of Brézard-Boucher, Hannah Erberg, Njåttan? We've also got Lena Heike-Gross. We haven't mentioned Switzerland yet, but this is a very strong team. Sebastian Stulder starting off, one of the best shoots in the field this year. Don't have his percentages up, but I think he might be in the 90s. If not, he's on 89%, I believe. Niklas Hartweg, who looked like he was going to be one of the sort of stars of the season, the way he finished last season, hasn't quite happened for him, but he's starting to get into a bit of a shape, as is Amy Berserger, who is anchoring this team. Both her and Hartweg looked great towards the end of last season, and I'm wondering if they're both starting to come into form at the right time. So Switzerland, I don't think are going to get the victory, but I do think there's a good chance we see them on the podium come the end of the race. So yeah, anyone's race, really. I think we're coming into a race with 5, maybe 6 teams that can all... Actually, yeah, I'd say 6 teams that all have really good chances of getting onto the podium. And I'm hoping that this is going to be an exciting race. In terms of my predictions, I've got to go with France to take the win. Although you do just wonder if there's going to be somewhere along the way a meltdown in that French team. We've seen it a lot in relays before, but that's it's a strong lineup, and I do like Perrault leading this one off. So I'm going to go France to take the win. I'm actually going to go Italy to take the silver medal, and feels like a big call to say Norway won't take a medal. So I'm going to say Norway coming home with the... Actually, no. Strike that from the record. I'm going to go with the German team to take the bronze medal. I think that's a good team. I mean, as I say, they're ranked 7th at the moment. Haven't done well in mixed relays this season. But Strelio, he's looked very good in 2024. Norath had a stronger start to the season, but still quick on the skis and much more reliable in the range than he has been in past seasons. Preutz has looked good, and Vogt is really the coming into form. We'll talk about her more in the women's individual race. But I think Germany do stand a very good chance of upsetting the apple cart in this one. So yeah, we'll go France, Italy, Germany for the medals in tomorrow's mixed relay. We've then got a day off on Thursday before the women's sprint on the 9th. And I think there's going to be an interesting sort of interesting battle here, because the women's World Cup sort of overall race this year has been so hotly contested that I do wonder if we're going to see a bit of a drop off from the sort of your classic favourites, the likes of Brézard-Boucher, Julia Simon, Tandrevold, and Vitozzi. And I wonder if this is going to allow a couple of other names to make their mark here. And two people I think that might take advantage of that. I'm going to start off with Lou Jeanmonod. She's 10-1 to take the victory, sixth favourite overall for the race. She's started off obviously brilliantly. She took the sprint pursuit double at the start of the year. Was ill going into, I believe it was it Hochfilzen or Lenzerheide. Couldn't race there, and then she sort of fell away in the race for the Crystal Globe. But she's come right back into that race. She's sick now. I think a little bit too far off the leaders to catch and take the Crystal Globe. But she's one of the strongest athletes in the field. She's great in the range. And I do think we might see a couple of people, the effects of a long season might start to tell on the likes of Tangerold Simon, Brazil Boucher and Bitozzi. I think those four in particular. I wonder if we're going to see the best of them at these World Championships, or if they might be sort of saving themselves a little bit for Holmenkirchen. Then we're obviously over to North America, Soldier Hollow and Canmore as well. So Lou Jeanmonod, I think, is one to watch there. She's at 10-1. Elvira Erberg, who has fallen a little bit away in that Crystal Globe race, she's 6-1, fourth favourite for this one. And I think Elvira might be one of the stars of these championships. She's quick, we know that. She's one of the fastest in the field. And I think maybe the last couple of World Cup, sort of Ruhpolding and Antholz, she's fallen away a little bit in that race for overall, and maybe refocusing on the World Championships could be what Elvira does and could take her to a pretty big medal haul. That's my prediction anyway. In terms of prediction, I'm going to say Elvira 6-1 to take the victory. I think she will win in the sprint. Even though I've said I think there's going to be a drop-off, I think Julia Simon's just in such good form at the moment that I think she's going to get a medal in this one. So I'll go Elvira getting the gold, Simon getting the silver, and Lou Jeanmonod taking third place. Couple of outside bets, both of whom are at 50-1. Anna Maria Lampic and Sophie Chavot. I mean, if you had a pound or a dollar or a euro for every time you've heard me say, could this be Lampic's day? Then you'd be racking up a nice sum at the moment. But it could happen, and it could happen at the biggest stage of all. I don't know. It's unlikely that it will, but Novo Mesto is not the worst range in terms of the sort of shooting scores we see there. You often see people hitting zeros there, and if Lampic hit zero, then you'd back her to take the win. So 50-1 if you like Lampic for the win. 50-1 also Sophie Chavot. Obviously, sort of a bit of the, not the forgotten woman in the French team at all. We've seen her on the podium this year. But when you talk about the relays, you wonder if Chavot is going to get in or not. She's definitely the sort of fourth cog in that French team. And it will be interesting to see how she goes in the sprint. She's skiing very well. She's shooting a lot better in this sort of calendar year than she was at the start of the year. And I think that's an interesting bet there, 50-1 Chavot and Lampic, if you'd like a little outside bet in the women's sprint. So as I say, that's on Friday the 9th. Saturday the 10th, we've got the men's sprint. And in this one, we've got Johannes Dingersbo going for his fourth sprint world title. And I think this one's going to be a fight between the two Johanneses. We've got Tingersbo and we've got Dale Shevdal. And he's looked like the fastest man on tour for a lot of this year. We're so used to that being Johannes Tingers. But Dale Shevdal's been so good this year. But it's so hard to trust his shooting. That's the only problem here. He's 85% on the year, which on the face of it, that's a decent click. He's doing well in the range. But he hasn't had a clear shoot in any race so far this year. And I mentioned, talking about Lampic a second ago there, that Novo Mesto isn't the hardest range at all. And in the men's side of things, the last seven sprints in Novo Mesto have all been won behind a clear 10 out of 10 shoot. Although, interestingly, the last one that wasn't was the World Championships back in 2013 when Emil Hegler-Svensson took gold in what was a classic race. I was doing a little bit of research on that to see what the scores were, and I actually watched a bit of this one on YouTube. Obviously, I'd forgotten it after 10 years, but it was a very good race, that one. Svensson taking the win ahead of full card there. So could this be the time again for a 9 out of 10 to take the victory in Novo Mesto? It's gonna be dicey, but if he can hit 9 out of 10, Darley Shevdal's a pretty good bet for the win. Going back to Johannes Tingis, though, obviously we talk about him as the favourite, and he always is, pretty much. It's tough to see. I think Samuelsson at the start of the season managed to get in ahead of him, but he is the 1-1 favourite ahead of Darley, Taiebo, Ligrid, Christensen. It's a Norwegian top five in terms of the odds at the moment. But he is only fifth in the sprint standings. This isn't the dominant season we saw last year where he was winning every sprint race. He's fifth in the standings. His brother Tyre leads those rankings ahead of Benny Dole, Ligrid and Philip Norath. And so there's names in here that could upset the sort of Norwegian dominance. Benny Dole, could he get another world title? Obviously won back in 2017. Norath, I don't fancy Norath quite as much. Someone I do though like at the moment is Tommaso Giacomo. I mentioned him in terms of the mixed relay. He's 33-1 to take the victory in this one. Victory might be a little bit beyond him, but if he shoots 10 out of 10, he's skiing well enough to be right in the mix to take a victory in this one. In terms of the prediction, I'm gonna stick with Johannes Darley Shevdal to take the victory in this one. I'm backing Giacomo to take a medal, though. I'll say he'll get the silver. And Johannes Tingis, I think he's going well enough, I think we can say, to pretty much be in with a great shout of a medal if he misses one or of course, zero. So I'll go Johannes Tingis with the bronze, Giacomo second, and Darley Shevdal third. In terms of people to watch out for, though, I do think Rastegoyevs is someone who could be an outside bet for a medal. Mentioned him in the European Championships. He was going brilliantly in that one. Obviously, Giganar taking the victory there. Had a bit of a brain blank there. But Rastegoyevs would have taken the win there if he'd have managed to hold his nerve and hit the 10 out of 10. He's in good form. He's 200-1 to take the victory in the sprint. I think if you maybe set your sights a little bit lower and look at maybe a top six, you're still going to be looking at sort of 15-1 odds of Rastegoyev's doing that. So I think that could be a decent bet. Lukas Hofer is another man who was fantastic on the skis in Antolz. He's been up and down, very up and down with the rifle, though. He's 150-1 to take the win. Again, I think if you were looking for bets on this, I'd be looking more at a top 10 or a top six for Lukas Hofer. But for a couple of outside bets, those are two names I like, Rastegoyevs and Hofer. A couple of veterans that I'm hoping might be able to do some damage in the men's sprint. Finishing up the first weekend of the Worlds, we've got the two pursuits. So we've got the women's on going first on Sunday, followed by the men. Obviously, it's very hard to predict the pursuits because it's all based on what I've said for the sprints. So I won't spend too long talking about these. But obviously, Julia Simon, the reigning champ in the women's side, and I've got her second in the sprint, so I can't really go anywhere else than to say Simon is my pick for victory in the pursuit. Elvira, I've got her second. She'll be leading off if my sprint predictions are correct. So I'll go her being beaten by Simon for the gold, but still hanging on for a silver. And someone who we see often because of her bad performances in the sprints, doing well in pursuits, Hannah Erberg. I wasn't going to pick Erberg to take a medal really at all in these championships, but there's something about the Swedish coaches backing her in tomorrow's mixed relay. I'm just wondering if they know something that I don't. So I'm thinking Hannah Erberg, bronze medal in the women's pursuit on Sunday. In the men's, I don't think there's any way Johannes Tingis isn't taking home at least a couple of golds in this one. And so far in my predictions, I've got him only taking a bronze. So I'll take Johannes Tingis to take a gold and open his account in terms of golds on Sunday. A bit like Hannah Erberg, Seb Samuelsson, always a man for a chase. If he's not too far back, then I think he's in with a good chance of taking a medal. So I'll say Johannes Tingis taking the gold, Seb Samuelsson second. And because I have to dream, he's being rested in the mixed relay. He's going to be fresh. I'm going to say Jacqueline takes a medal in this one. He's been looking good coming into these championships. Hopefully him being rested for the mixed relays, nothing to be worried about. And I'd love to see him having a great race in the pursuit. Obviously double pursuit world champion, but he's not quite on the form that we've necessarily seen him in previous years. But I'll say Jacqueline there taking a bronze in the men's pursuit. On to the women's individual. So we've got another rest day there on the Monday, Tuesday the 13th. We're back for the women's individual. And obviously with the sort of dominance of Lisa Vitozzi, easy to forget that Lena Heike-Gross took her first win in Antols, and she leads the World Cup race after that that fantastic performance. I still think Lisa Vitozzi has to go in as the favourite here. She's just unstoppable in individuals, really up to Antols there, which still didn't have that bad a run. But I'll go in with Lisa Vitozzi as my favourite for this one. But Vanessa Voigt, mentioned her earlier, and she's on. Taking the anchor leg of the women's mixed relay, she's really coming into form at the right time. And the individual is the race where she shines the most. Obviously, fourth in the Olympics a couple of years ago. She's got a third and a fourth in the two individual races this year. 94% accuracy. And I think you'd back her to take a medal in this one. She's sort of, obviously, a couple of years ago, we were talking about her on the IBU Cup level. And she's just been taking the right steps each time. And it'd be great to see her taking a medal at the Worlds. So Vanessa Voigt, definitely someone to look out for. Elsewhere, my heart obviously wants to say Marketa Davidova here. I think this could be the home fans' best sort of best medal chance here, but there just hasn't been anything this year to back up saying that she's going to get a medal. Even easy for me to say. But yeah, she's the whole year I've been saying she's likely putting everything into training for the Worlds on home snow, but it does feel like a long shot. But Davidova, maybe this is where she starts to come into form. Elsewhere, someone that I do like here is Lynn Persson, shooting 89% on the year. She's skiing a lot better in recent times. She started off fairly slowly this season. In terms of ski speed, but really built it up. She had two medals last year in the sprint and the pursuit, so we know she sort of can build herself up for the big races, and I think she might be able to do it again here. So yeah, I'd watch out for Persson. I think Vitozzi's the favourite, but I'm going to go with Lou Jeanmanot as my favourite here. As I mentioned in the sprint, I just think there might be a little bit of a drop-off for Vitozzi. I think she's going to be focusing on that challenge for the overall Crystal Globe. Jeanmanot, I think her focus is going to be laser-sighted on these championships. She's slightly too far out of the running. The shooting's great. The skiing's been decent. So I'm going to go Jeanmanot with a perfect shoot to take the victory in this one, ahead of Lynn Persson and Lisa Vitozzi taking the bronze. In the men's individual, outside of, obviously, Johannes Tingis, there's no real standout to look at. It's all going to be down to who performs. I mean, what a stupid thing to say. It's always down to who performs on the day. Of course it is. But shooting's really been sloppy all season for your sort of normal potential medal challengers. Of sort of anyone that you think might be in a chance with the chance of getting the medal, Seb Stolder, looking up his percentage, he's the only man with an overall accuracy in the 90s. And I like Seb Stolder, but you do have to question if he's got the speed on the skis to be anything other than a very outside bet for the medals in this one. Liegried, obviously, your sort of classic marksman who you normally want to back in an individual race, but he's been up and down. Again, he had the sort of odd shooting controversy in Lenzerheide. He's your second favourite behind Johannes Tingesbo, 4-1 Liegried to take the gold here. Christiansen at 7-1 and Taya at 11-1. It's going to be an odd race, this one. I don't know where I'm going to go. So we'll say that it's going to be Christiansen to take the victory. He's in good form. I think him being left out of that Oberhof team really just riled him up. He did not like that one bit. So I'll go Christiansen to take the gold here ahead of Johannes Tingis. And because I just got a sneaky feeling about him, I'm going to go for rolling back the year's performance from Andrei Rastegoyevs to get Latvia a medal. I'm going to say he will get a bronze in the individual. Single mixed relay, obviously a tough one to predict here. Previous results really from the season don't mean much, as it's all going to be about who's going to race and who's in form from the races going into this one. I think it might be unlikely that we see the current champion, Johannes Tingis, in this race. I think unless he's won like four golds coming up to this point and he's looking for a clean sweep, I think if that's happening, then we do see him racing. But I think coming towards the end of a championships, I think he might rest. Obviously, Tandrevold and Christensen raced in Antholz, but they only got a second there, so you wonder if they'll be trusted by the coaches. I think if Christensen has just won a gold in the individual, then he will be trusted by the coaches. And Tandrevold, as long as she's not looking to be rested for this one, then I think it may be the two of them that go for Norway. Vitozzi and Jacamel, who won bronze a year ago, I think might be the team to beat in this one. Obviously, I'm backing Jacamel to have done well already, Vitozzi to have got a medal in the individual. So I think they might be right up for this one. So I'm taking Italy for gold in the single mixed relay, Norway to get second, and Germany to come in third. I think one team to really watch out for here, though, is going to be Deirdre Erin and Campbell Wright, who I, at this point, would assume are going to be racing for the United States. I don't think there's really a chance that they're going to get a medal, unfortunately. That would be brilliant to see. But a top six, if they could flirt with a top six finish, that would be an incredible performance for the States. And I think there's a chance that they might surprise a few people in this race. So keep an eye out for them. Coming into the final weekend, we've got the women's relay on the Saturday. Men's relay and women's relay, but the women are off first. And this one, I think, is going to be a great race. We've got Norway winning the first two of the season. France won the next two after that. Sweden and Germany both as well have a great chance to get in there. And you never know if there's going to be a surprise challenge from elsewhere. I think Norway do have that chance of a meltdown in there somewhere. We've seen them do that in relays this year. I think Sweden as well. Unfortunately for them, I think I could see that happening. So I'm going for a bit of a shot in the dark here. I'm going to take Germany for the gold here. We've had great performances from likes of, obviously, Vogt and Preutz. But Hettich Volt's having a good season as well. And I think there's going to be a bit of a shock, and I'm going to take Germany for the gold here. I also think we're going to see a smaller team on the podium, and I'm going to go for Switzerland. As I said before, Berserger really starting to impress me again this year. Heike Gross we know all about. And then with the experience of the Gasparins as well, that's a really strong team. So I'm going to go Germany for the win, France in silver medal, because that French team, I mean, haven't actually mentioned them, but probably the strongest team in the field overall. But again, you do wonder with the French team, there's slight doubts about the shooting. And I think Germany could just have a fantastic shooting performance in this one and take the victory. France have the speed. I think they're the favourites for me, but I'll take them second. And I'll take Switzerland for a bit of a shot bronze medal there. I mean, obviously, if you're following what I'm predicting here, I'm predicting way too many shocks. There's going to be way more Norwegian victories and French victories, you'd have to imagine. But a guy can dream on the eve of a championships. Men's relay, this one I am going to go a bit more chalk. And for me, it's Norway, Norway, and Norway again. I mean, they're such a strong team. If they could field multiple teams, you might even see them taking gold and silver. They've just got such good strength and depth. I mean, if they could run, after watching the European Championships, if they could run three teams, they might take all three medals. But strange things do happen at big championships, so you do never know. We saw it last year, of course. The French shot the Norwegians in that one. The form overall for the French, it just doesn't seem likely that they'll be able to go back-to-back, though. They would have to have literally put all their eggs in one basket and all be peaking for these championships, which just doesn't seem likely at the moment. Be interesting to see how Norway line up for this one. Obviously, Dahle came in when Johannes Tingis was rested in Ruhpolding. The form Dahle's in, you think he makes the cut, but then are you dropping Tyre? Are you dropping Ligrid? Are you dropping Christensen? Sort of either way you cut it, it's going to be a big move for the Norwegian selectors here. I'm very interested to see which four actually make the cut. France and Germany, probably the only teams with the firepower to compete with Norway if we do see them struggling in the range. Sweden really have to hope for a strong opening leg, but from what we've seen this season, it's tough to suggest that they're going to be in with a chance of this one. And as I say, France just so hot and cold this season. I think Germany should be the team to challenge if the Norwegians make mistakes. Meanwhile, for the sort of smaller medals, I think Italy and Switzerland both have a chance to take a medal here. Switzerland, I think, need to move Jeremy Fanello back from the anchor leg to the second leg. And I'd finish with Stalder and Hartberg in either order. But I think the pressure on Fanello when he's put in a good position, I think it's tough for him to hang on that anchor leg. So if they move things around, I think there's a decent chance of a medal for Switzerland. Obviously, Italy, the ones to watch for me. Jacquemel, Hoffer, Bionner, all getting stronger and stronger this year. Elia Zeni, he's been more than a decent leadoff man for them this year. And if he comes through and has a good first run, then they'll be right in the mix. In terms of the prediction, I think this one, it has to be Norway. I don't think it's even going to be particularly close. I'll go Norway for the gold, Germany for the silver, and Italy for the bronze. In terms of surprises in this one, I think look at USA and Czechia, both, I think, in with a chance of getting a top six. The USA team, don't know why, I've just got a feeling that there's going to be a really good race in these championships for the United States. Could be the single mix relay, but the men's relay also in with a chance of that one. Then on the final day of racing, we've got the mass start. So this is Sunday the 18th, final day, women's mass start to lead us off. And when you look at the odds, they're thinking that we might have a French showdown between Simon and Brésard-Boucher. We've seen it once or twice this season already, and it does seem like those are the two women to beat. Simon, favourite for this race at 5-2, Justine Brésard-Boucher 6-1. We've then got the pairing of Elvira Erberg and Lisa Vitozzi at 7-1, and Ingrid Lamarck-Tangevold at 8-1 with Hannah Erberg. I mean, you look at the women's field right now, I think any one of obviously Simon, Brésard-Boucher, Elvira, Vitozzi, Tangevold, Hannah Erberg, even Preutz, Jean Monod, Heike Gross, they're just all in with a shot of this victory. I think it probably comes down to a showdown between the two French women, though. I mean, that would be that's what the scriptwriters would want to happen. That's where the drama would be. Elvira, as I say, I think she could have a really good championship. So I do think there's a chance that she could get into that fight between the two Frenchwomen there. But I think the winner's going to be Simone Brésard-Boucher, and I think I'm going to go with Julia Simon for this one. Simon to take the victory ahead of Elvira Erberg. And then, because I think we're going to see some shocks, let's go Markéta Davidová to finish off the championships with a medal for Czech Republic. 66-1 to take the win, Davidová. If you think that this is what her season's been going for, that could be a sneaky smart bet. Maybe even putting 50p on it, win £33 if that comes through. But I think that's going to be an absolute classic. Just the women's field is just so open right now. That take your pick of basically 10 names to fill out those medal positions there. On the men's side, as much as you want to see it broken up, I think you've got to look at Team Norway to be the likely medal winners. Johannes Tingas, your favourite, at 6-4. Dali Shevdal at 13-4. We've then got Christiansen at 6-1. Ligrid at 9-1. And Taya with him there at 9-1. The Swedes, the bookies bets to be the best challengers, both Ponchiloma and Samuelsson are at 14-1. Outside of that, we've got Fionn Maye, quite short odds at 20-1. Again, he did get selected ahead of Jacqueline for the mixed relay tomorrow, so maybe Fionn Maye is coming into a bit of form. 20-1 there. Stromsheim 25-1, Jacquemel 33-1, and Jacqueline at 40-1. And I mean, just looking at those odds, how quickly they get longer, you see that this field's a lot more compacted. I mean, Johannes Tingas, at this point, I'm not backing him to get. I'm only backing him to get one gold. How many golds have I said he's going to get? I've lost track of my own nonsense here. I do think that this might be the way he finishes off, though. Johannes Ingers, guy for the big occasion. I think he might round out the championship strong, especially if he hasn't racked up as many golds as he's used to at these championships. I haven't gone for a Norwegian sweep yet. I think it's probably going to happen at least once, so I'm going to go for a Norwegian sweep in this one. I'll go Johannes Ingers to take the victory ahead of Tyre in second place. And let's go for Liegrid getting a medal there at the end. But in terms of outside bets, I mean, you do think that one or both of the Swedes, Ponsiluoma or Samuelsson, I mentioned Samuelsson in the pursuit. I haven't said Ponsiluoma for any medals. He is he's a sort of sneaky guy for one of these races. He could easily take home a gold, or he could have terrible shooting performances in all of them and come away with nothing. But yeah, there's no big names sort of jumping out as outside bets. Maybe Norath and Dole at 66-1. If you think the Germans, who've been having an absolutely brilliant season, are going to take home a possible gold at these championships. I don't think it's happened, though. I'm going to go for the Norwegian sweep to finish off the championships there. Let me know what you think, if there's any races where I've either missed out an outside bet. You know that's sort of where I like to sit. I like to spot someone who's in for a good performance, who no one's really talking about. So if there's any names that you think are going to maybe even sneak a medal or just sneak into the top 10, because we do always see great performances at these big championships. Obviously, Campbell Wright at the Olympics. I mentioned Vanessa Vogt in the fourth place in the Olympics as well. So let me know who you think is in with a chance of upsetting the odds makers there at the World Championships. I think that will do it for me today. As I say, get in touch with your predictions. Otherwise, I will see you after the races have taken place. Depending on how things are looking, I may do a little mid-point podcast, depending on what the races have been saying and how much time I've got. If not, I'll be back after the Worlds have finished to recap everything there, and then obviously look forward to the final third of the World Cup season. So enjoy all the racing that we're going to see over the next 2 weeks, and I'll see you soon. Enjoy.